I could not agree more with you. Like, it is actually, I thought, oh yeah, I will just get someone on and they will just be able to help me. But it's not the real estate that's the difficult part. It's the managing your team and managing the people and making sure everybody's on the same track and everybody's working towards the same goal, and even back to having people on your team that align with your goals.
You're listening to Elevate, the official podcast of Elite Agent for real estate industry sales professionals, property managers, and leaders. We are proud to present Courageous Conversations, a podcast series focusing on the tough decisions people have made to put themselves on a pathway to success. This episode is brought to you by ConnectNow, who makes the business of moving easier for both you and your clients. For more information, visit connectnow.com.au. Please welcome your host, Leanne Pilkington.
Hey everyone, Leanne Pilkington with you for the latest edition of Courageous Conversations. And with me, I have got Melinda Kirby, who is from Ray White up at Rockhampton. How are you, Melinda?
I'm fabulous. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm really, really excited.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for taking the time. So give us a little bit of a snapshot of your real estate career. You've been in it for a while now.
Yes. So I guess I'd be called a career agent. I've done every job there is in real estate, from starting temping, that's how I got into it. Then I was receptionist as a junior, property management assistant, property manager, sales associate. Then I was an assistant for a principal and a sales associate for a principal for about 15 years. And then I had a little break from the industry when I had my baby. And then I came back in as a sole agent about 2020, just before COVID, of course. Yeah, and
great timing, Melinda.
It wasn't planned that way.
No, none of us planned COVID, but it actually worked out pretty well for a lot of us. We might go back to that. So it was a long time before you actually stepped out on your own as an agent. Why did it take so long?
I think I was really just comfortable, and I actually really enjoyed working in a team. And back when I was an assistant to the principal, there wasn't many people around that had teams or the way that we do business now. So I think I was, one, safe and comfortable working for someone else. But like, yeah, I went to work and I had a fun time. Like, every day was a party. So why would I want to go out and change things? But I then had a baby and I had 3 years off. And then I was looking to get back into the industry and my values didn't really probably align with theirs anymore. And so I was looking.
Talk to me about that. Is that because your values changed once you had a child, or because you hadn't really thought about values as being important thing to align yourself with in a business context?
Yeah, I think so. I think both. I mean, I really wanted to get back into sales and do it on my terms. And, you know, at the time my child was in kindy, so I didn't want to work full time. And I knew that if I worked for somebody else, the expectations were going to be a lot greater. So this is pre-COVID thinking, oh, I wouldn't mind thinking more like a part-time agent, but that quickly changed for me when COVID happened and my husband's work was basically instantly stopped. So I thought, hang on a second, we've got to change here.
We need to eat.
Yeah. And so we've had a bit of a role reversal in our household. And obviously in 2024, my husband does stay home and do the majority of the household chores.
Love it.
And I'm the main income earner. So it's been a total.
That's an interesting change. Does your husband like it?
So, I mean, obviously at the start, it was kind of the old way of thinking, and he was thinking like people are talking about us, and we had to have a real conversation between ourselves. And I said, do you have a problem with it? No. Do I have a problem with it? No. So why do you care what other people think? And I mean, like, who wouldn't like to stay home? And, you know, he does work some hours part-time, but yeah, like, why would you want to go and do physical labor when there's somebody else that can bring in the main income and it's not hard on your body? It's not the kind of physical jobs that he's been used to.
That he's used to do. Yeah, I remember my husband had a time when he wasn't working and he's like, I can't do the grocery shopping in the middle of the day. I'm like, why? He said, because I worry about what people are thinking. It's like, random strangers, you care what they think? How interesting.
Such a role reversal, isn't it? And a real change in mindset for both of us. And I think actually it was mainly family that he really was concerned, thinking like, I'm not providing for the family.
It can be a real challenge for some guys. They don't necessarily cope with it well. Their self-esteem really takes a pounding. So sometimes they don't get over it. Sounds like your husband has, though.
Yeah, he's got the best job in the world and everybody tells him that now. So I think he's pretty proud. Yeah, he does the school pickup and yeah, I think he really enjoys the time that he gets to spend with our son. Like that's the thing is like he would never have got that opportunity if it hadn't been for COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. As Tom Panos says, there are some of the best gifts come badly wrapped. And I think COVID was that for a lot of people. It changed a lot of the way that we think about things. So that's great. I'm glad that's working out for you now.
Yeah, I think he likes it. So it's good.
Yeah, good on him. I loved what you said about wanting to do things your way, on your terms. I really think that a lot of us need to redefine a few things, like what success means to me is not going to be what success means to you or to other people, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. I really wanted to have quality clients and give them an experience rather than, you know, just keep going through and just doing the motions. Like I wanted it to be a nice experience, and that's the reason why I started to look around at different agencies and how they were perceived in the marketplace and different business owners.
Yeah, you're not a transactional agent. It's about the relationships and the experience and the service that you're providing, right?
Well, that's how I wanted it to start with. But then obviously COVID changed things and, you know, our marketplace actually is a transactional market because our average sale price is quite low. So then I had to have a change of thoughts as well, like how am I going to still provide the same amount of service but do the volume that we were doing, that we do in our marketplace? Because on average, my team and I, we would do between 100 and 150 transactions a year. So we do a lot of transactions, but how do you make it still a personal experience?
And there's three in your team, is that right?
Yeah, I do. I have three in my team, an administrator and then a buyer runner.
How do you manage that? That's a lot of, you know, 100 to 150 transactions. Well, 150 is what, three sales a week?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. How do you do that and keep it personal?
Systems and processes. And then myself making the calls as well so they don't feel like they're forgotten. And I think we always talk about ourselves as being a team. It's not just Melinda Kirby. When I present on the dining room table, it's about myself and the team and how we can help you. And it's about all of us working together. And I mean, that's the thing is that the vendors are also then understanding that there is more than one person in the team, but there's always going to be someone that can answer the questions or answer the phone. We'll get back to you. It just may not be me on that occasion. So I do include the team in a lot of my marketing, in my presentations, and then know that there's more than one person that's going to help sell the property.
Yeah. And it's about setting the expectations at the beginning, right? If people know what to expect, they know they're going to get a call back, but it could be from one of the team rather than you. People are fine so long as they know what to expect.
Exactly. And I think that if people are answered in a timely manner, as long as it's somebody giving them the information that they're after, and like I said, it's not just, I don't go out there and just say it's all about me and then they're like, but we never heard from you. It's someone else or whatever it is. So it's always about me and the team and the marketing, et cetera. You can see that it's more than one person.
So your market is still fairly male dominated as in the sales perspective, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
And so can you talk to me about some of the challenges you've had just from a communication and a language perspective with some of the guys in the industry or in the office?
Well, when I chose to go across to Ray White, like I wanted to be in, you know, an office environment that was going to be uplifting. And I really wanted to look for, you know, someone in the industry that was going to, I could mentor with them. I had a look around and, you know, there just wasn't any lead female agents in our marketplace at all. There was a couple of older ladies, but they weren't really doing much in terms of numbers or anything like that. They're quite limited in what they were doing. And so I really just made the decision, like, why can't it be me? I didn't really want to use the language that the boys were, you know, typically use in our marketplace. We didn't want to do any crushings or nailing them or any of that sort of language in our marketplace. And I just felt like there was a real need and a niche for me to go into the marketplace and offer something else.
Yeah. And it's obviously working out okay for you.
Yeah. So I'm very proudly the number one selling agent in our region. And I did decide on going with a business coach. So I reached out to Sherry, being that she is a lead female in the industry. And, you know, I just needed a little bit of guidance and some help in that department, getting back on my feet. And then also hiring a team, I had no idea where to start because I had been the assistant forever. So where was I going to start with hiring?
Not just hiring them, but then managing them.
Yes.
How did you go with that? It's not my favorite part of the job. Sorry to my team out there, but it's not my favorite job, part of the job, managing people. How do you go?
I could not agree more with you. Like, it is actually, I thought, oh yeah, I will just get someone on and they will just be able to help me. But it's not the real estate that's the difficult part. It's the managing your team and managing the people and making sure everybody's on the same track and everybody's working towards the same goal, and even back to having people on your team that align with your goals. And do you get on? Because you're spending a lot of time with these people. And then the other thing that I quickly worked out is you don't want to hire two of the same personality. You want to hire different people. Like, I am like, go, go, go. And then my first hire was someone that's very sympathetic and softly spoken and nurturing. And that is just not me at all. But it works.
I'm laughing because that is me and my head of operations. I'm the go, 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 really direct, straight to the point. And she's all about how does it make you feel? And I'm like, oh my God.
I couldn't agree. Yeah, exactly the same. But then it works in my favor because, you know, if there's somebody that needs more time and they, you know, need more nurturing and, you know, they got to have cups of teas and stuff like that, that is not me. That's definitely her job.
Yeah. And it's really important. We do a profiling system called SDI, a strength deployment inventory. And it talks a lot about how you deal with conflict, because some people are really explosive in conflict. Some people can't get away fast enough. They just don't want to deal with, you know, they avoid the conflict. And so it's really important to understand yourself and the way you impact others, because profiles like ours can be a bit of a pain in the neck to people that are really empathetic and are really detailed oriented. I don't know about you, but detail is not my thing. I've got other people in my team. And so it can be a challenge to all get onto the same page when you're all so different.
And it is a constant reminder, like, if, you know, she's not fast enough for me because I'm all about like forward, 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 always moving forward. And she's trying to like clean up the mess in the background. And, you know, it's always in the back of my mind, like, that's okay. Like, we can't all be the same personality and just got to calm down, be patient. And I think that's probably one of the biggest things I've learned is patience and allowing people to be who they are as well.
It's not natural for people like us. No.
It is.
No, I do. I physically have to take a breath sometimes. It's like, okay. You know, as you get older, you learn not to react, rather to respond, right?
That is 100%. Like before Christmas, everyone was so tired and burnt out. And, you know, we were all having Christmas parties. So there was all this stuff going on. And yeah, I really had to take myself away from the office and just calm down and not be reactive, because, you know, it would have taken nothing to sort of say something that I didn't really mean in the moment. Mean. So yeah, I know exactly where you're coming from.
I had my cranky pants on before Christmas too, I must admit. And it's not normal for me to really be like that. But yeah, my team were just all a bit, you know, like, oh God, we're just going to not ask any hard questions of her at the moment.
I think it's just like having that self-awareness too.
It's important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's been the biggest learning curve. It's definitely not been teaching someone how to do real estate or getting them to do the real estate stuff. It's definitely been me learning how to manage people and, you know, coping with having different personalities in the team and, you know, putting them in positions that's best suited for their personalities and not the expectation that she wants to go out and do listing presentations and chase listings and do that sort of stuff. Like, that's not what she's about.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's great. And I love that you've looked externally to find someone who works for you, because not all coaches, not all trainers, not all franchises suit everybody. There's different people to suit different styles. So that's really, it's really smart of you to actively find someone that you really resonate with.
I think too, and just the network that she's able to put you in touch with has been instrumental to me. And just people that I would never get, you know, a chance to talk to normally, but they're also open and willing and wanting to help you. So I know I could get on the phone and ask, you know, the business owner of Remax in Morningside a question, and she would be more than helpful to help me with anything that I've got. To a lady that's in Mackay, like, it's, that's been the amazing part of also being a part of what Sherry has to offer as well.
Yeah, Sherry's got, I mean, it's obviously how we met is through Sherry at a Foo Fighters concert, if you don't mind, everybody. Yeah, she has got a great network of people, and you're right, those people are all really happy to help.
Yeah, nothing is too much of the question. And I mean, some of the conversations that are, you know, being talked about when we do meet in Brisbane are like really full on. Everyone's so open-minded and willing to help people if they've been in similar situations. And yeah, it's an amazing network to be a part of.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I'll make sure that Sherry Sora gets a link to this podcast so that she knows there's been a shout out. And good on you for investing in yourself as well, because a lot of people don't necessarily want to do that. I know it doesn't come cheaply to work with somebody of Sherry's caliber. So good on you for investing and not assuming that the business owner should be doing that for you.
Well, I wanted to reach out and actually, you know, differentiate myself, because strangely enough, the two business owners of my office, they're my biggest competitors because they're also selling principal. So I wanted to make sure that there was another option in the marketplace and it wasn't just the males of the area, that there was another options. And that's another reason why I reached out to an external party.
Yeah, that's great. And so how do the two bosses feel about the biggest competitor being the chick in the office?
They're so supportive. We have the best time. It is a good time. It's very competitive, but in a very healthy way. So,
in a positive way, yeah. But competitive is not bad, right? It's only when it becomes toxic that it's bad. It can drive you to the next level, that competitiveness.
It is so, so competitive, but in the best way. And, you know, like just before I go on the podcast, one of the business owners in here, like, hey, what are your numbers? Because he's just reached the second elite in our network. And he's like, how far away are you? And I'm like, yeah, don't worry. I've been checking my numbers. So it's competitive, but in a good way.
I love it. That's great. What's next for you? What are the aspirations and career goals for you?
I'm just looking to put my fourth person on in my team and just grow again. I really, really want to give women in our region an opportunity to get into real estate. And I mean, once again, just putting myself out there as an option for women to get into the industry and learn from a female agent. So yeah, I'm looking to do that this year and then obviously write the numbers to get to Chairman's Elite, which is a Ray White thing. The Ray White network and what they offer with the rewards and things like that is just amazing. We just came back from Port Douglas in November, and those are the trips that you want to go on.
Yeah, they're the incentive trips for the elite. Is it the elite people that get to go on those trips?
Yeah, Chairman's Elite are just about to go to Hong Kong in February. So, yeah, that's on the radar. That's what I want to get to.
You'll get there.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, you will. You'll get there. Absolutely. Yeah, those sorts of things are fantastic. We took a group to Cambodia in middle of last year. And the relationships that develop in those sorts of environments, and you get to spend time with people, even though they're in your group, people that you might not get to spend time with otherwise, and then you've got a whole lot of other people you can put a call into and get their perspective on things when you need it, right?
It's so true. And I think what they have to share as well is something that, you know, you would never have thought of. And everyone, once again, is just so open and willing to show you and teach you how they do things. And there's always a different way or a better way or something that you think, oh, I could probably implement that in my business. It'd make a big difference. So it's, once again, it's about networking with top performers. So then you're always learning from someone.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that you want to encourage other women in part of your beautiful part of the world to get into real estate. So how are you actively going to do that other than obviously employing somebody, sounds like maybe without real estate experience?
Yeah, my last hire was someone that was fresh out of school. So yeah, I've been able to teach her, you know, just coming from school, and she started on administration, and now we've just got her out into the field. So yeah, she's coming along leaps and bounds, and just the change in her personality and the confidence, and just really nice to see people come and they start to shine. And that's probably the bit that I enjoy the most about working with a team, is just seeing people change and grow, and just the confidence. It's really cool.
Confidence is a beautiful thing, isn't it? It makes such a difference to everything that you do once you start believing that you can make a difference. Yeah, that's fantastic. Well done, you.
Yeah, that's my favorite bit.
Yeah, I can understand. Well, thank you so much for taking the time. That half an hour has gone by very, very quickly. And I will look forward to seeing you at a, oh, I don't know, maybe another Foo Fighters concert. But I will definitely be watching your career from all the way down here in Sydney. So good luck. I'm sure you'll continue to do well.
Thank you so much for having me on. I've absolutely loved it.
Yeah, my pleasure.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Courageous Conversations with thanks to connectnow.com.au. Don't forget to get access to all of Elite Agency's premium resources, including a detailed episode guide for this podcast. Visit joinelitagent.com.au.